anything. Have you ever seen that?
Made of yeast.
No, it has yeast in it. Yeast. No, it's stuff that you put in bread.
I know what you're talking about.
You ever heard of
that? No, I never heard of it. Rolls, they got their hole in it.
Would you call it the same thing, I suppose?
Donuts is all I know.
Okay. What would you call the round flat cakes that's made out of white flour and cooked on a grease skillet?
Nah. Roll it out to me and then pat it.
No, I think you make it with a batter and you pour it onto the frying pan.
A whole cake?
Yeah, ma'am. Yeah, I think so. Well, you make it out of white flour.
And you whip it up and pour it on the grease skillet?
And you can eat syrup on it.
Oh, that's a pancake.
Yeah. Is there any difference between that and a whole cake?
Not much. It's different, ain't it, according to how you... Now, a whole cake... It's larger than a pancake.
Uh-huh.
See, it goes all over your skeleton. It's about that big. It uh-huh. goes all over my pancake. You make them in little patterns like that.
Oh, are they very thick?
No, this thin.
Thin?
Mm-hmm.
You call it anything else besides a pancake?
No, nothing else but a pancake.
Oh, Ms. Robinson said maybe you call it a hotcake?
Hotcake.
You ever call it that? You
just
call it pancakes. Okay. What do you call meat?
You can call it a hot cake.
Yes, ma'am. What would you call meat from the side of a hog? Is that salted but not smoked? Is meat, let's see, it's from the side?
It's the side of a pork. That's all I call it. Millen.
Called pressed meatloaf that's made out of a hog jowl, a hog's head, and different parts like that.
Hog head cheese.
What would you call the hard thing in the middle of a cherry? What do you call that little thing?
In the middle of a cherry?
Yes, ma'am. How funny. You know, you can't eat it. You have to spit it out.
The seed?
Yes, ma'am. But what would you call the center of a peach? The same thing.
A corn.
What do you call a peach whose meat sticks to the seed?
That's the pressed stone peach.
What about a peach that's the opposite, that the meat comes off easy from?
A slip stone.
What are some beans, some kinds of beans that you don't have to shell?
String beans.
There are some other kinds of beans too, don't you? Right there that you, maybe you can. Are string beans the only kind of beans that you don't have to shell?
The kind I know.
Mm-hmm. What are some kinds of beans that do have to be shelled if you're eating?
Butter beans.
Butter beans, you say? Any other kind of beans?
English.
English peas. She said beans.
What do butter beans look like?
What? That long and flat.
Mm-hmm. How big are the little?
The beans?
Yes, ma'am.
About big as my thumb.
What do you call the tops of turnips or beets that can be eaten? That you cook? The tops of turnips?
Greens?
Yes, sir.